This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Me and Chris DJ'd at the Young Farmers AGM last night in Torquay, but was one girl who thought she'd seen us in the wrong room all night. More of your minor issues that you've been bothering me with about the logistics in Hull answered on hashtag bid weekend problems. Bangers is back despite Chris not being. And has someone got the long card number of the chain smokers? Find out on Greg James Real or No Real. Scott Mills. Right, it's just me today, Scott. Chris has got a day off. It's nothing to do with the fact that we were with some young farmers till quite early this morning in Torquay. It was a scheduled day off. So just me till 4 o'clock. Right, we need to talk about Friday. How amazing were William and Kate? Just warm and funny and nice and engaging. And also, I had known that this was happening and couldn't obviously tell you lot and couldn't tell a soul for about 2 to 3 weeks. We had a meeting. They're like, so the Royals are going to come in? I was like, get out. So I've been knowing for a while that this was going to happen. So we couldn't tell Adele Roberts, obviously, because that was a surprise. And like, I didn't even want to tell my friends and family because I just was worried that it would get out. And I was like, I did toy with the idea of going, surely I could just text my mum and tell her that was going to happen. But then I had all sorts of visions because I'm a stress of like MI5 being on, and I just don't need that kind of stress in my life. So I decided not to tell her. 5 minutes before, I was like, mum, put the radio on now. She's like, what channel? Not listen to me for a while.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Lily.
Yes, Queen.
Yes. Oh, you've got the same voice as me today.
Oh, very husky, isn't it? Oh, that's good to know. It's, you must be shattered.
Yeah, I'm quite tired. But it's because we were at the same event last night. Whereabouts are you right now?
Yes, so we've just crossed the Severn Bridge. We're on our way home. So we're Glamorgan Young Farmers. We've just come back from Torquay AGM.
Oh, are you home now? When you pass the bridge, you know you're nearly home.
Yes. We're on the right side of the bridge.
Okay, right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, Lily, 1 being awful and 10 being fantastic, how do you feel right now after last night's Young Farmers AGM in Torquay?
10. Definite 10. Amazing, epic weekend.
Did you love it?
We loved it so much. Literally. We're all a bit feeling a bit fragile today, as you'd imagine, but it was epic.
Right. So if you don't know about this... around 6,000 young farmers converge on either Torquay or Blackpool every single year for the AGM. And obviously, young farmers work so hard, and this is their long weekend to just go for it. And it sounds like you did, Lily. Good girl.
Definitely. Thing is, Scott, as young farmers, we work all year round. 24/7. It's the only weekend, really, where we let our hair down, you know.
I know. So where were you going? So when did you start? Friday?
We started Friday, yeah. We went up on the bus at 10, partied all day, partied all night, and just kept going, really. And just a recap of what we do in Young Farmers. We do all sorts. We compete, we party. Some of the stuff we did on the weekend, we swapped T-shirts as well. So you all have polo shirts with slogans.
Yeah, I saw that in the Sun, actually, on Saturday, Lily.
Yes, Sunday. Yes, you may have. Yeah. There's quite a lot of coverage this year because obviously a lot of people know more. You know, they know about it now. And
yeah. If you could not say any of the names on the shirts, that would be awesome. Thanks.
Oh no, don't worry, we won't. Yeah. We won't.
And then, so me and Chris were on last night. So it was the final night. Everyone was still so up for it. Like, considering you've been going since Friday, I mean, it was impressive work.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, fair play. We've got good stamina wrestling farmers.
Yes.
Definitely, some of the songs you had, Waiting for Love. Chris, yeah,
can you remember any of the tracks that I played or Chris played last night?
So, I Believe Nelly the Elephant, obviously a bit of a fuzzy night for us.
That never happened.
Waiting for Love.
Yeah, Farmer's Mix, Avicii.
Oh, we loved the remix of Kanye West's new song. Not, sorry, his older song. That was really, really good. Pretty much everything, actually. We really enjoyed it.
I'm really glad you enjoyed it. Nelly the Elephant never happened.
Did it not?
Well, not on my watch.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you had a great night.
I'm the blonde one here.
Okay, it's all fine. So how many people are in the bus right now on the way back to Glamorgan?
So, yeah, there's about 40 of us at the moment.
Wow.
We're all a bit fragile, a bit jaded. But, yeah, we're on our way home. We're hoping to pick up some some food at the services or whatever.
Yeah, get some pasties, Danny. You'll be all good. All right, good to speak to you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, we did. We absolutely loved it. That's Thank great. You so much, Chris.
Love you, bye, Scott.
Yes, love you, bye.
Yeah, they had a good night.
Scott Mills.
Remember lovely Brenda from Bristol, who was interviewed on TV last week and was told that Theresa May had just called a snap election, and her reaction was,
"Not another one?"
I'd like to shout out all the young farmers last night who were shouting that at me from the side of stage. I've actually got this off someone's Instagram from last night.
Another one!
Brenda's made it to the student circuit. Surely those club PAs are just weeks away.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Okay, so let's just discuss the Royals. Royals! So Friday, not really your normal day here at Radio 1. I was itching to tell you all the way through the show. So, like, we went at 1 o'clock. Obviously, I knew that William and Kate were going to appear at about 4:15, but I wasn't allowed to say a word. In fact, I've been keeping it quiet for weeks from you. So, obviously, we get famouses here all the time at Radio 1. We're very lucky like that. But this was a little bit different. How often do you get to surprise a mate like this? This will never happen again. I've got to be honest with you. We tried to find some celebrities to come in and say hi.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't particularly go well, to be honest. We even contacted Buckingham Palace for you. And they said yes, actually.
What?
So please welcome to Radio 1 the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh my
God! Fair to say, everyone in the studio at that point was shaking, including myself. So Adele Roberts, who does Early Breakfast on Radio 1, was definitely shocked, as you would be. And I honestly don't think that she knew, because it was such a hard job for us to all, like just kind of be calm. We were just chatting small talk about, like, oh, you're looking forward to the marathon, and knowing that any second they were going to walk in. But Adele did so well on Sunday, running the marathon for Heads Together in a time of 3 hours, 36 minutes. Well done, Adele. All her photos on Insta looked amazing yesterday. So after we talked about the marathon and their mental health campaign, we got to ask the questions that you'd never normally hear royals answer.
Is it true that you text in?
I have texted in, yeah.
Under a different name?
Obviously, I wouldn't tell you who I was. Definitely not. But I've texted on Adele's show most recently, because I've been driving to work and for the Air Ambulance shift. She's the only one who's brave enough to be up at that time of morning.
What are you doing texting in the car?
Obviously, I stopped in a lay-by and have not texted whilst driving, because that is illegal.
So I don't obviously need to know what the name is, but did you get a shout-out?
Well, I got a shout-out, yes, from Adele on the day. I also got a shout-out ages ago from Sarah Cox. She gave me another one.
Right, see, I don't think it matters who you are. A shout-out on Radio 1 is still great, yeah. Right? Did you feel like, oh?
I felt very, very, very privileged, yeah.
Also, lots of Kate going, why did you do that to the car? So it's official, everybody. Radio 1 is the actual station of the royal family. Don't let any other station tell you otherwise. And then, after like getting initially brave, I kind of panicked, and this happened.
Are you taking credit for the arts and crafts?
No.
This is great.
Just putting the marriage on long, right?
Chris, got anything? So that, what you just heard there, everybody, was me, the sound of me throwing Chris under the bus live on Radio 1 because I panicked. I think I actually got, because I was so nervous, I got my papers kind of mixed up. I was like, Chris, anything? Let's hear that in full cringe again. Chris, got anything? Luckily, Chris still had all the questions that we wanted to know about.
Do you have like a family WhatsApp group? How does it work?
Like today, you might wish the Her Majesty a happy birthday on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Instead, I could do a shout out on Radio 1 for her instead.
Oh, shit, don't tell me she's listening.
That's cool.
No, I hate to inform you, she's definitely not a Radio 1 listener. Right. But that doesn't mean you can't work on her, you never know.
I mean, that's goals. We also talked about TV shows as well. Check Prince William here, actually recommending shows for Adele to watch. What else do you like to watch? Anything in particular or just boxes?
We've watched Homeland. Yep. Big fans of Homeland. Game of Thrones we've watched as well. Seems that everyone's watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I've not, you say.
Have you not, Adele?
No,
I haven't. Still watch, definitely watch, okay, Game of Thrones. Right. That's worth watching.
You should definitely watch it. It's worth watching. So they are definitely much more normal than we thought, but Not that normal, because they can't just get a curry ordered to the palace.
Are you allowed to order in a takeaway if you wanted to?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah. It's very important.
So what would you have? Would you have a pizza? Would you have Chinese? What would you have?
Curry. Definitely.
Curry.
Oh, I'm just finding out so much. These are the things I want to know, you see.
Yeah, right.
It's a real conundrum when it comes to pizza, curry or Chinese.
You struggle for choice, actually, sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not so good with the spicy food, though. I'm not good at spice.
But if you do a takeaway, they must never believe you when you're ordering it to the palace, right?
It doesn't usually get ordered to the palace, Chris.
Right, I see.
We tend to go and pick it up, not ourselves.
Got you.
Yeah,
got
it's
you.
A little visit around the area.
He's not going to go to Chicken Cottage, is he?
Oh, no, I forgot that I said that. I mentioned Chicken Cottage in an interview with the royals. What am I doing in my life? Anyway, fascinating insight. Also, listen to how Kate really perked up when... Oh, curry! And... Obviously, since then, it's been absolutely everywhere, all over the world. In fact, actually, if you're listening internationally at the moment, if you're listening in another country and you've seen it on your news, let us know. Maybe email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you have a clip, that would also be great. It also came on when I was in the gym. So on Saturday, they had, you know, you have like multiple channels on and multiple TVs in the gym. One of them was showing BBC News Channel. And I was on the cross trainer at the time. It's not a good look for me when I'm on the cross trainer. The sweat and red face is on. And I was like, oh, it's okay. They're showing it, but it'll just be a clip. No, they replayed the whole thing. So a good, like, 14 minutes there of me watching myself on a cross trainer, sweating out.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Roshni, listening in New York. She heard our interview with William and Kate playing in a shop in Queens at the weekend. She says, it was like a pride moment, Scott, hearing your voice being played by other people on a New York radio station. I literally belted, Yas Queen, in the middle of the shop, which wouldn't have confused any New Yorkers at all.
Scott Mills.
No Chris today, just me. But we are going to do bangers at 2:40 as normal. What I'll do, because I'm a good friend, is I will actually choose Chris's one today for him in his absence, because he absolutely loves it. It's his favourite thing when I do that. So that'll be at 2:40 today. We'll start a brand new week of bangers. Hello, Jay in Nottingham says, Scott, I think I need to press my buzzer for your interview with William and Kate. I've listened to you for years, and it's the most I've ever laughed at the radio. Only you could do an interview like that. Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Do you remember we did this last year? We got so fed up of people saying, oh, everything's amazing. It's like the best thing ever. So, I mean, it was just getting overused and getting overhyped. So we said that you can only have one thing each year where you can press your kind of golden buzzer, like off of Britain's Got Talent, and say, right, that is the best thing. And Jay, I understand what you're saying. Also, Peter, who saw the interview in his actual house in Ohio. Also, Raisa, who's been on. They were showing it in the Caribbean, in Puerto Rico, on their TV at the weekend. Also, Gillis in Belgium, who saw it on there. Tanisha, who saw it on TV in Dubai. And also... someone that says, you're on a Polish blog. You asked about news from other countries. Thank you very much for sending all these in. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. To be honest, I mean, we're only in, well, kind of end of April, but William and Kate on Radio 1, I think we all probably need to press our buzzer now for best thing of 2017. Because is it going to get any better? I'm pressing mine. You can't use it again. That's it, I'm done. Show the horse. That's it. That's got to be my best thing of the year.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Last night, me and Chris DJed Young Farmers AGM in Torquay. 6,000 young farmers who obviously work hard all year. This is their chance to completely, like, let loose, go crazy. So we spoke to Lily earlier, who was on the way back to Glamorgan Young Farmers. She had a good night. She was there watching me and Chris DJ. And we spoke to her on the phone earlier in the show. Can you remember any of the tracks that I played or Chris played last night?
So, I believe Nelly the Elephant.
Now, I've just texted Chris to ask him, did we play Nelly the Elephant last night? I can tell you, it never happened. I think I know what's happened here. Lily, if you're still listening on the bus, you're going to be mortified. There were actually two rooms last night with two different sets of DJs in. And I think that you didn't see us at all. I think you were in the other room with the other DJs in throughout, because they've just texted me to 811-99 saying that they did play Nelly the Elephant. Can you remember any of the tracks that I played or Chris played last night?
So believe Nelly the Elephant.
You didn't see us at all. Scott Mills. Hi, Jess.
Yes.
Jess Queen. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on in your life today, please?
I have been travelling back from Birmingham.
Okay, what's in Birmingham? I mean, obviously, I know Birmingham, it's like central and that. But yeah, what's there for you?
Yeah, it's my head office. My work is up there.
Okay.
So, a long old drive. So okay. I was on my way home, which is nice.
So you know about bangers, right? I pick a song, Chris picks a song. He's not here today. Now, what normally happens in his absence is he forgets to pick one. So I... in a friendly way, sabotage his choice by playing something like Hearsay, and they never get picked. But yeah. I've just found out that Chris has actually chosen a banger today, even though he's not here. So I'm going to go with that because it's quite rubbish. So here's what I've got for you, all right? Okay, I've got not had any hits since, but when he did have a hit, it was a banger. Kevin Rudolph. And Lil Wayne, Let It Rock.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
I think that'll sound good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
So should we just call it a day here then? No, I better turn...
No, of course not.
Okay, here's Chris's. Okay.
Oh.
I know, right?
God.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know what he was thinking. He's just obviously thought, look, I've just got a day off. I'll just put this one on. But it's Gym Class Heroes featuring Neon Hitch. Ho! And the track is called Get Yourself Back Home. I mean, it's not their best. Just carries on like that, really.
It's constantly, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Oh. Right? I know, it's difficult, isn't it? It's really hard between those two.
I didn't even have to choose a rubbish one because he'd done it himself.
I know. He's done it so well, bless him.
I know, right? Okay, so what are we going to do?
I think we should go with you, shouldn't we, really? It's only sensible.
You sure?
And I think everyone would love that. Yeah, completely.
Imagine how much egg on my face I would have now if you choose Chris.
Yeah, that can't be done. It's not allowed.
Okay, I hear you. I see your dirty face high behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Did you hear the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge on the show on Friday? So many people asking, can they see it? Yeah, you can see it on BBC iPlayer. Royalty at Radio 1 is what it's called. On BBC iPlayer. Hear them like you've never heard them before.
Is it true that you text in?
I have texted in, yeah.
Under a different name?
Obviously, I wouldn't tell you who I was. Definitely not. But I've texted in on Adele's show most recently because I've been driving to work and for the air ambulance shift. She's the only one who's brave enough to be up at that time of morning.
What are you doing texting in the car?
Obviously, I stopped in a lay-by and have not texted whilst driving because that is illegal.
So I don't obviously need to know what the name is, but did you get a shout-out?
Well, I got a shout-out, yes, from Adele on the day. I also got a shout-out ages ago from Sarah Cox. She gave me another one.
Right, see, don't think it matters who you are. A shout-out on Radio 1 is still great, right? Did you feel like, oh?
I felt very, very, very privileged, yeah.
And then I slightly panicked. I don't know why.
Are you taking credit for the arts and crafts?
No.
This is great.
Just putting the marriage online. Right?
Chris, got anything? Oh. It's like under the bus moment there for Chris. So I just run out of questions. My mind went blank, as it would. Chris, got anything? It's called Royalty at Radio 1. It's on iPlayer. Scott Mills. So imagine you are lucky enough to have got tickets for Radio 1's big weekend in Hull. Amazing, yeah? But there's always going to be some people in life that are just stressing out about getting to a festival. The logistics, the details, the times. And do you know what? I'm getting so many emails because I've kind of... on purpose, made myself your first port of call for any problems. Do you know what, though? I could not care more about your problems. So send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Hashtag big weekend problems. If you are having any little stresses and you think, I need to ask Scott about this.
Hashtag big weekend problems.
Yep. Leanne's been on with this issue.
Hi, Scott. I've recently got tickets for Radio 1's big weekend in Hull and have organised for a licensed 16-seater minibus to collect us and bring us to the venue. Could you advise whether we need to also purchase shuttle bus tickets or if there will be a drop-off for taxis, minibuses or coaches? From the Radio 1 website, it appears as though there is a drop-off at the venue for licensed vehicles rather than using the shuttle bus. Thank you, Leanne.
Leanne, not a problem at all. Like I said, I could not care more. So congratulations, firstly, Leanne. Sensibly, you've planned ahead and you've worked out transport for all your friends. If only everyone could be as organised as you. Why not ask your squad to foot your food and drinks bill for the day by way of thanks, is my suggestion. Having spoken to the BBC's Transport Gold Commander, I can confirm that a licensed taxi drop-off point will be in effect at Big Weekend. Your driver on the day will find their way there by following the correct diversion signs in the Burton Constable Hall area. And next on hashtag Big Weekend Problems.
Hi, Scott. Last time I was at Burton Constable Hall, I was nearly attacked by a goose. Will this happen again? Cheers, Dave.
OK, Dave, now I'm so sorry to hear you may be suffering from anatidophobia, which is the fear that somewhere in the world a duck or goose is watching you at this very moment. But never fear, the chances of being attacked by a goose at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Hull are very small indeed. In fact, according to our records, you'd be more likely to be crushed by a vending machine or hurt yourself with your own clothes than suffer at the hands of a flock of geese in Hull. For the health and safety of all local wildlife, animals and birds, like the geese that so often can be found in the Burton Constable Hall grounds, will be moved to a safe and comfortable area away from the site. And thanks, Dave, for your concern. And next on hashtag Big Weekend Problems.
Hi, Scott. I need your help. I always apply for tickets every year, and for the first time ever, I've got two tickets to the Saturday. Unfortunately, I didn't realise when I applied for them that it was going to be on the same day as my wedding. Gutted! Obviously, I can't make it to both. So if you can find someone interested in taking my place, I would be really grateful. I'm sure one of your many listeners would be interested. You could even do a competition or something if you wanted. Anyway, if and when you find someone, the wedding is at St Paul's Church, Manchester at 3 p.m. The bride's name is Michelle. She's 5'6" and very good looking. And she'll obviously be the one in the white dress. Thanks again for the help. Mike in Manchester.
Wow, Mike, thank you very much. You are clearly quite the comedian. Guided about the wedding, being on the same day. But I do actually have the number of a very good divorce lawyer. So let me know if you ever need her services. I'll put you right in touch. My friend used her recently and got thousands. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with any more hashtag big weekend problems that you might be having. I could not care more.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Joanne, who is working in Derby this afternoon. She says, play more William and Kay. I'm obsessed. And I can't believe it happened now. On Friday, when the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge came to see us. Okay, Joe, for you, what about the bit where I wanted to know about the food situation? Are you allowed to order in a takeaway if you wanted to?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very important.
So what would you have? Would you have a pizza? Would you have Chinese? What would you have?
Curry, definitely.
Curry.
Oh, I'm just finding out so much. These are the things I want to know, you see.
Yeah, right.
It's a real conundrum when it comes to it. Pizza, curry or Chinese.
You struggle for choice, actually, sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not so good with the spicy food, though. Yeah. I'm not good at spice.
But if you do a takeaway, they must never believe you when you're ordering it to the palace, right?
It doesn't usually get ordered to the palace, Chris.
Right, I see.
We tend to go and pick it up, not ourselves.
Got you.
Yeah,
got
it's you. A little visit around the area.
He's not going to go to Chicken Cottage, is he?
Maybe not.
I think everyone had fun, I think.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Greg.
Hello and good afternoon.
Wow, I don't know how we can top Friday, you know?
We can't. That's the answer.
What are we going to do? Just switch it off now?
Yeah.
Switch it off.
I did say that at the end of the chart show. I went, this has been the last ever chart show. I hope you enjoyed it.
Today I was like, I started the show and I felt like I had to issue some kind of apology because I was like, if you're expecting it to be as exciting as Friday, you're going to be disappointed.
It was mad, wasn't it? When it was on the... it was on the 10 o'clock news that night.
Right, we're talking about William and Kate, who came to see us, the Royals, on Friday.
So they put a little highlights package of all the bit of their visit to Radio 1, and it was the and finally on the 10 o'clock, on the 10 o'clock news. So this is a thing that obviously reaches people who I haven't spoken to in years. So people primary school, my extended family, sort of my nan. So you know, my nan sort of knows a load of people from your neck of the woods in Eastleigh.
Yeah,
like so they're all sort of mates, and they know. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, you know Scott Mills, and you know Greg's granny, aren't you? And that sort of thing. They all talk about it because that's the talk of the home.
Auntie Kay and Uncle David Bron from New Zealand.
It's
We've
amazing.
Just seen you on TV. I've got people from South Korea today, from Dubai, like all over the world. It's just insane.
Yeah, it was a really, well, I mean, just an unbelievable. I felt extra lucky because I was just hovering at the back and I was just watching it all, sort of like a helicopter view of you just talking to them about Game of Thrones and stuff. It was really a really special.
What they were saying was scrolling along on the BBC News channel.
And if you didn't know that it was live on the BBC News channel, did you?
No, they didn't tell me.
So but I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it's a good thing.
But then I said this earlier. I was in the gym on Saturday. Looked up at one of the TVs. I was like, oh, they're playing a clip. I'm really red faced and sweaty on the cross trainer. I'm like, it'd be over in 10 seconds. It's a clip. Play the whole thing.
The whole thing. An old mate of mine texted me, and he just texted me the simple words. He just texted go, because I pointed at Prince William to cue him in to do the top 10 rundown.
Go.
And went, William, go. And he went, you don't say go to the future king. Yeah. What are you doing, you idiot?
Okay, here's today's real or no real.
The fastest Brit at this year's London Marathon had never run a marathon before.
So it's me against Greg today. I mean, hands up, anybody here who was watching the marathon on TV yesterday morning and went to themselves, I might do that one year, knowing full well that you never will.
Well, I would like to say that I sat there in bed watching it going, I'm so happy I'm in bed today.
There's loads of people that would be like, yeah, I might do that, but can't be bothered.
Grimmy was talking about this morning as well, but how many people went for a run yesterday morning because they saw it and felt so guilty?
Absolutely.
Well, if they can do 26, I can do 4.
Right, exactly. And also, I was watching when Mary Catani broke the record for the women's. When she finished, she looked like I do after one flight of stairs. Same. It's like, at least break a sweat, Mary. Nothing. She was absolutely fine. Had her some water. She's good to go again. Probably could have done another 26.
I always think you've done the marathon, but you haven't. You've not done it.
Just a half.
No, but not just a half.
Several
marathon
halves.
Is a brilliant thing to do.
I've done 4 halves, so therefore I've done 2 marathons.
Correct. It's just spanned a couple of years.
Yeah, I just put them apart a bit.
No, but don't do yourself down. Half a marathon's very, very difficult to do.
Yeah.
But anyone did the marathon yesterday, hats
fair
off.
Play to you, honestly.
It's one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Makes you feel proud, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, yeah, you've done it. You've got marathon smugness.
Done a couple of times, son.
Have you, son?
But the thing is, I hope people are sitting in their workplaces now with their medal on. Oh. You can wear your medal for at least a couple of weeks.
The medals look amazing as well.
Oh, yeah.
So the fastest Brit at this year's London Marathon had never run a marathon before. I don't think that's possible if he won. So I'm going to say no real.
Well, I heard something about the fastest Brit, but I didn't think that was the fact. I just thought he was an amateur and he won it, or was the fastest amateur but beat all the pros or something like that. And he was this amazing bloke who is obviously going to, he qualified for the European Championships because of his run yesterday.
Right.
So I think this is probably real.
Okay, you're saying real, I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh yes, you were right to go real. So I've got it here. Josh Griffiths, 23, finished in 2 hours, 14 minutes, 49 seconds, which earns him a place at 2017 World Athletics Championships in London.
That's
a few minutes behind the winner.
That is such an achievement. So he ran faster than a lot of the elite athletes as well. He beat a whole pack of them. Brilliant.
Scott Mills.
Greg's here, and we're playing Real or No Real, as we often do of an afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good afternoon this afternoon. And here's your next fact.
Due to a technical error, the Chainsmokers accidentally displayed their bank details at last night's gig.
Oh. Do you remember when my card got cloned and I was on Newsbeat as a victim?
Were you?
Yes.
Were they victim shaming you?
Because it was a big thing about like cash points. I've got these massive cameras in them now. So I put my card in around the road. A big flash goes off. And before you know it, £300 disappears from an ATM somewhere in Nicaragua.
Oh, wow. You were cloned.
I was on. It was like, and coming up on Newsbeat. Hi, I'm Radio 1's Scott Mills. And my car's just been cloned.
Wow. And someone's leading your life somewhere else.
Yeah.
There's a Scott Mills in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
It's having a lovely time.
Yeah, well, not now because I blocked it, obviously.
But okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Quite soon afterwards.
A technical error. So the Chainsmokers displayed their bank details at one of their gigs.
Yeah.
But this is, they are, because you're relying on technology and you haven't got any instruments to play as a DJ or that sort of thing, that stuff like this happens a lot. Yeah.
It's like when I forget sometimes when the cameras are on Inuda Bingo and people see me put my PIN code in my phone. I better change that. That's happened a few times.
This happened when I was DJing a couple of years ago, and I'd taken some songs from the Radio 1 computer. And I've not done it since, because I accidentally played out a song which had like a bit of voiceover on it.
Oh, no.
So it was near the end of the night. I was going, come on, Loughborough, let's hear you. And then it just went...
Tell us what you think of the music. Text 81199.
And it was like it was for the request show or something. So that just boomed out across the whole student union. I was like a proper idiot.
Don't know if I've ever said this, but I really liked a mix that was on Annie Mac's show one night. So nicked it directly off the radio. And then went to Glasgow and played a gig. Imagine my horror when it's just like... Annie Mac. Not just once, but three times. Everybody knew.
What a booking, Scott and Annie. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, Annie. I don't think I've ever told you that. Chainsmokers bank details displayed on screen at gig, real or no real?
It's easy, isn't it? Everything's on your computer these days, so your bank start. Yeah, that's real, probably.
I'm saying no real.
That one. Is no real.
Oh, okay. But I just found out when closing their show in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, the thank you banner spelt Pittsburgh wrong.
Ooh.
Oh, didn't put an H on the end.
Dear.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
it's 10 apiece.
Thanks, Greg. And you're next.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.